And then they explained it like this: Ma made drawings, Ma drew us a kind of ball, and with the ball they made stripes like this, and then Ma said, yes, that is now a plan, or that is now a stage, and then they drew it exactly like that up to the top and said, the soul that has already learned so much can now come there, and that is where the completely pious ones go, and there come those who just had such a hard heart. And so everything was explained. You gave us the drawing, we understood it a little better because they drew all of this. Then you had to learn, it then became very energetic. Then you could no longer do what you wanted. So I created a few schools. Then they took me out of the house and said, now, Han, now we at TMLL take you to a place where it are TMS better, now it is getting brighter. Now you can see what is day and what is night or fog or something. Yes, and then suddenly I was tilted like that, suddenly I was there and it was so bright. I saw a green meadow, that was not there before. And I even saw flowers and colors, all colors. The houses were in different colors. Yes, things were better. And then they explained, you see, Han, you also have to show that you have a good heart. As a human being you did not have a good heart, and when you came to the afterlife you had the same mistakes, you have everything you want yourself and you do not give it to others. Now you have to show whether you are ready now and can give something to the others or treat them. Yes, there was a long street, behind it a big garden and a little house on the other. And in one little house there were maybe two or three. Now I have been led back into a small house, that was nice. That was really nice, and I was alone there. But I already thought, aha, now I am alone, and then later they'll come and want to know whether I want to be with the others now. And that is it. Here they come. But then I said, welcome. And let it in and talk to them. I told them or talked about what I learned in school and told them what I was taught. Then I thought, I know whether they can do more than me. Whether they know more than me. Then I realized that she did not really know anything more. And then I said, yes, you can just stay there as long as you want, and then you should tell me what you know and can do and so on. Well, these stayed and I got used to them. Then we agreed, we want to stay together, no one wants to send the other away, and we want to do something. There was one there, a female, and said, yes, TMS not one, actually, just pretending with what we're talking about and stuff like that. I know exactly that we must now strive to move forward. The sky is big, and there are many mansions there, I do not want to have the worst apartment there. I have a feeling there are even nicer homes out there, and we have to become more pious, we have to pray, and we have to try to cultivate a good disposition. We must try to somehow transfer or spread what we have, the good that we recognize. I believe that the most important thing is that we will then achieve greater wealth, because that is how it is in heaven. It was then explained to me that they had learned that. We agreed, and then I still had a lot to learn, they said a lot. Then things went with me in the sphere where I was led, and the others went to the other houses and talked to each other, asking, could I be of service to you, could I do something for you? And one said, yes, there one said, no. And then they tried to understand each other and became like a community, even though there were small houses where only a small number of spirits had to live together. But we were all united and a family. Then one person from this community, or whatever I should call it, spoke and talked to us and we agreed on what we wanted to do on our own. We did it well. Then they came back, these two, including the one who shook me. And then he said, Han, yes, you are now on the way to where you can rise. We're pretty happy with it. Now I have to leave the house again. And he wanted to take me somewhere else again. Then he took me to a school, with the others again, and gave us drawings of heaven again, how we need to understand heaven. He talked about where many souls would go to heaven and what should be purified first and so on. I then got an insight and then I knew, there is nothing else that you, we have to follow, you have to, If you want to move forward, you have to follow, and you have to be able to think and overcome. Then everyone was led away together, from all the houses. We walked with us along beautiful streets. And as we went along, I found, it just keeps getting more beautiful, it just keeps getting brighter. And where before I only saw a few flowers, suddenly there was a whole bunch of flowers and much more. We saw beautiful trees, blossoming trees, trees with fruit. And then we got an idea, now I am actually going to heaven. No, I am not in heaven before that. Then we were told that yes, we were now over the worst of the time. But now, even if things are getting nicer, we would have to make greater efforts and now we have to work hard and hard. We now have to show everything we have learned and what we can do. And then they told us exactly, there, Han, you have this task, and he has the task. This is how everything was distributed exactly. And then we agreed, we want to do everything exactly, everything precisely. We then already saw, there is nothing else, you have to listen, you have to listen. Now you're in heaven, you have to listen. And we always do that. So these angels kept coming and saying, yes, we are unhappy with you. But you can show a little more zeal for this, you can do it, you have enough strength, and so on. We were happy where we were kept secret. And now we do not just have a small house, we all have a nice, big house together. We have a lot of forest and animals and meadows and fields and everything. Then it was explained to us that we now have to fulfill our tasks with our brothers and sisters in the earthly realm, so we have to go the two. A precise plan was drawn for us, yes, precisely drawn, as if with a pen, and we were given the plan. We were told, this is your job, you go there, and you go there. You have these people and these houses. Everything was explained to us and we were told in detail what we had to do and what we had to pay attention to. We did that and came back again and had to give an exact report about everything that happened, what we saw, what I found, what was not right. And so we actually came to this conclusion and then realized what was meant by that, that as a human being you should have a good heart and that I just always take everything for myself first, as is simply usual. That is how it was explained to us in detail, and then we understood it. We always got together faithfully and then prayed and sang and did everything we were told. Then, when I was in the middle of it, a whole number of beautiful angels came, dressed very nobly. They looked around with their heads held high, I might say, and then picked out a few and said, standing here, and we need you, and you, now. They took me out the two. And they gave me this task, which I completed this evening. They said, you now have to tell the story as best you can, how you got there, what it was like, what kind of opinion you had and how you asserted yourself, what your glass was like and but how Ma stepped in again and got you. And I just have to tell you all about it now. And in the school where I still have to go, they have already taught me that I have to go back to the earthly realm, but not for a long time. Not for a long time, that I still have a lot to learn before then, and I still have to, I almost want to say, learn it all by heart. I still have to absorb everything through and through. I still have a lot to learn, but I am ready, I now know what heaven looks like and that it can be nice. But I also told us, those who are evil, those who are deceitful and who are bad, then live in a completely evil, evil world. Then the angels come and they don't just shake, things are different then. Then I thought, yeah, I want to try and make an effort. I thought back to my life and what the priest said, and some of it was true, and some of it wasn't. But now I know what it is like in heaven, where I am in your steps looks approximately. And that is what I want to tell you, my dear people, you should have a good heart for everything, everything, a good heart. And if you have a good heart, then you have already achieved a lot. You will see. But there is a lot to be understood by you should have a good heart. Now they tell me that everything I told you is true. I never spoke that well, you have to understand that, I cannot do that, I will still learn. Maybe there will be another opportunity, but I still have to learn, I still have so much, so much to learn, so much, so much. Well, I am going again, and I still have so much to learn and do. I am saying goodbye now, and if you have any questions, someone is available to answer them for you. I cannot tell you anything, so, God bless you. Joseph, God bless you. My dear brothers and sisters, do you have questions about what has been offered to you? Then I ask you to ask them. Dear Joseph, today we heard for the first time that beings in these lower stages of purification are actually touched so firmly or shaken directly by their supervision, by a higher being. Joseph, yes, you do not have to understand this in the sense that this is done in the crudest way. You often have to touch these beings a little so that they recognize the power that is above them. It was reported to you that there was also an angel who was very kind and very gentle with this brother. This one came up from below, but he was not ill-willed, he just had his own special characteristics, but it was recognized that over time he could be put on the right track, but that one could not ask too much of him. You only try to get what is possible out of such beings. The angels of God recognize this clearly. The other angel, who has now shaken this brother a little, is a stricter spirit of God who stands above the other. Those, if we want to put it like that, who exercise gentleness and kindness are put forward, they are often ghosts who, let us say, have not yet reached the angelic degree, but they serve in God's plan of salvation. And not every being has the ability to step forward energetically. For one person this is his gift to touch everything energetically, while another being can appear with a certain mildness and softness. With this returnee it was necessary to appear in this energetic manner in order to receive the necessary respect from him. Then it made a big impression on him that he was touched like that. Joseph, yes, it was not just that made an impression on him, but the whole appearance of this spirit. Because this one was very different from the other in his appearance and in his expression. Dear Joseph, we were very happy about Han comments. It seems to me that it is very difficult not only for him, but for many spirits in the world beyond to have to live together with others. Joseph, oh yes. It is just like you on Earth. But that is just the way it goes, they have to get used to it, there is no quarter. Joseph, yes. It seemed like the house Han was given was always meant to be his. But did not the others who came later also feel that this house belonged to them? Joseph, yes, you know, it is like this, the first person who takes possession of an object or a house naturally believes that it is his own, to be objects of it. And if more come, he believes that they will have second or third rate ownership rights. Well, that is just his opinion. This is all arranged so wonderfully and these spirits are tested. If you listened carefully, you saw how long this being was given. Because this spirit was still so, I do not want to say, gripped by greed, but it wanted to have its own possessions, he wanted to take care of himself first and not have anyone around him because he had the feeling that he could be harmed, that someone could harm him. So, he lacked understanding for others, hospitality and also love. In general, he had to be led and raised in this way. It seems as if the good he is doing now is done out of duty, but not yet out of love. Joseph, yes, that is true, it will take some time. But then he becomes so penetrated by all of this that he later becomes a desire to fulfill it. What he may see as a duty now will, over time, become a desire to carry it out. We have heard that this spirit has made some progress in its development. Does he now have to reinforce what he learned in the afterlife in his next life on Earth? Joseph, it is like this, every being, no matter what level they come from, when they return to earthly life, they no longer have any knowledge of the training they underwent in the afterlife. It does not know where it comes from. A media person can sense it, feel it. He can come to this or that admonition and insight through spiritual guidance. But these are, by and large, exceptions. But the fact is, What a spirit has learned in the afterlife and achieved, through many trials, it must now prove in a new life on earth. Here, it becomes apparent whether he can carry through what he has learned or whether these instructions are not so thorough that he is assailed by even the smallest blinding things that exist in the earthly realm, then these instructions are not yet so firmly established. Well, you can imagine, if a spirit has gone through schools in the spiritual world and received instructions and still fails everywhere in the next life on earth, then the purification will be different than for a being who has not yet enjoyed this training. This brother who told you about his experiences had, I almost want to say, despite its weaknesses, a nice upward progression. He did not have to be made to do hard work or be confined to very gloomy and dark places. First and foremost, people understood him. You knew you could not ask so much of him, you would give him an opportunity in the afterlife. But when he has learned this and can be expected of him, yes, you should have taken it in now, and he enters his new life on earth and fails everywhere, then when he comes to us again, it will definitely not be the same for him anymore. Rather, they will say to him, you were so strong, we expected something different from you, and the punishment will be accordingly, or, depending on the burdens that he placed upon himself in his daily life, he is led into these spheres of purification and has to go along with it. Dear Joseph, when this spirit achieved higher knowledge, he was suddenly able to see meadows and flowers, after previously being in a foggy environment. Was this area the same, and was it just his eyes that were purified, or was he in a completely different place? Joseph, no. It is like this, this may not be easy for you to understand. A sphere has so many levels, and, let us say, in the lowest level it is foggy and dark. When a spirit rises a little, this fog and this darkness disappear, and when he has, say, reached the highest level of this sphere, this mist will be gone. So, he has to go through the different stages or levels of his sphere, and these are not the same. In the lower stages the environment is, if I say this in your local terms, it has been fashioned by the spirits of God, it has been condensed in form and the light has been withdrawn. After a certain period of purification, the beings here are then led out of this level, into a higher one, where it is brighter and brighter again. But I would like to argue that the angels of God, and they are special spirits who do this, can change these spheres. The spheres in God's spiritual realm change very slowly. Where there is greater darkness on certain levels or in banishments, light can flow in after certain periods of time. So it will no longer be such a difficult stage where one has to go through such a difficult development. But that does not mean that people could benefit from it when they come to the afterlife after their earthly life. I would like to say this, the spiritual spheres are changed or transformed precisely according to the development of people, according to their progress or progress. Everyone has to experience what they have to experience. One of them has to be touched a little harshly by the angels of God, another has to be put under banishment, while another can be met lovingly, led into a house and cared for the. It all depends on his life, the development he has gone through. Justice will be served to everyone. Thank you, dear Joseph. But the spiritual world always emphasizes that people have free will, and now you emphasize quite forcefully that they must. Joseph, there is something you do not understand correctly. It is clear that God's world has a wonderful order. God, that is, his spiritual world, often has to intervene here or there because the individual cannot find his way forward, so you have to lead him onto this path. I would like to make the following comparison. It is like a seriously ill person who can be saved if they are operated on. If he refuses and his relatives realize that it has to be to save him and that he can no longer understand it because he is no longer able to see clearly what is good for him, then they decide him and arrange for an operation. The angels of God also decide in this sense. The spiritual beings affected will then subsequently give their consent and come to realization that what was ordered is good for them, just like the seriously ill person who finds relief after an operation and gets well again and who is then grateful to his relatives for taking this step. Nothing wrong is happening in any relationship. This Han spoke in the same dialect as in his earthly life. Can one conclude from this that the spirits in these lower stages are even more earthbound and thus bound to their former language? Joseph, you have to remember that this spirit has not been away from the earthly realm for too long. In the many schools he has to go through, he will also receive lessons that will help him regain good language skills. Dear Joseph, will Han have the opportunity to tell people about his experiences and findings elsewhere? Joseph, this is a spirit that is, I would say, still very much under the control of the angels of God. You keep an eye on him because you recognize his goodwill, but also know his weaknesses. He has to go through these schools now, he must fulfill exactly what is recommended to him, that is the spiritual school. And he sees it, he has committed himself to it and has decided to fulfill it, and he will do it in the same way. The angels of God are always there. If such spiritual beings do something not right, they will tell you, you did it wrong, you have to do it this way. This was experience reports of the ascending spirit being Han, and answering questions from spirit teacher Joseph by mediator Beatrice Brunner in the hall on Mar 1 Quart and Caldenstress, the Rec Template, tape recording. Next headline, February 4, 1959. Amado, retaliation. For unfair dealings and hard-heartedness on a restless journey in an unhappy world. Control Spirit, God greets you. I am the Control. My dear friends, a spirit is speaking to you again and we ask for your attention. All this is admitted for your instruction. God bless you. Amado, God bless you. Dear brothers and sisters, I was commissioned to tell you how I came into the spiritual world and how I lived as a human being. I would like to do this in short bursts as best I can. As a human being on earth, I loved money and goods, and I had acquired these means wherever possible, because for me it was business. I wanted to earn, I wanted to be rich, and I did not care much who I took the money from, whether it was to the poor or the poorest. To me, business was business, and so I had accumulated wealth. As a human being, I had never thought about the afterlife, about life after death. I had a mother, she was pious, she was good. My father, on the other hand, had done the business in the same way as I did, only he was not as lucky, if you can talk about luck based on what I know today. I had made money, not in a legitimate way from a spiritual point of view. Well, I got sick and I had to say goodbye to this world. When I opened my eyes in the afterlife, my mother stood in front of me. Amado, you have sinned a lot, she said to me, and your world, where you now have to live, will not be particularly beautiful. You have a lot to make up for, you have to go through purification, and it will not be pleasant for you. The mother cried really, not only because of me, but also because of father. She said that he too was somewhere and that she was only allowed to go to him now and then. But she feels particularly sorry for me, because it is usual for angels of God to greet departed souls, and there was no one there with me. But it is necessary that the angels of God be around you, because only through them can you be led higher. They are the builders of the divine world and they have to take care of the individual, prepare the way for him, support him and help him in all things. These builders would have so many wonderful tasks. Yes, I could not have a proper idea of it, I was not really aware of my condition yet. I realized that I lived on. I felt my body and saw that I had the same hands and body as before. Only the clothes were no longer the same as those I wore on Earth, it was a different kind of material, and I had a completely different look with these clothes, although, as a human being, you do not wear light colored clothes, but here I had the feeling of a certain burden. When I opened my eyes, I had the impression that I was sick. My mother told me, you continue to live now, you are freed from your earthly body, and you do not feel the pain that you had in your earthly body. And yet, I raised my arm. As a human I had a healthy arm, and here it felt so heavy. I tried to walk, and that was actually very difficult for me. I felt like a huge burden to myself. I found it difficult to breathe or even move. Well, I thought to myself, it will be like this at first, things will probably get better later when you get used to this mental climate and this environment. The mother said to me, yes, you will have a hard time. Know that you carry all your burden of sin with you. You now believe that your clothes are causing you this heaviness, when in fact it is the burden that you have burdened yourself throughout your life. You can actually feel it now. The mother now explained that she could not stay with me that long, that she would accompany me now and give me some pointers. As a pious wife and mother, this is what she made me care about in the first place, prayer attentive. I should pray to God. I should ask that I would be forgiven and that the holy angels would come to me and give me support. Yes, I did not have that kind of connection initially. I simply did not care about praying, I could not do it, I did not find anything uplifting about it, and my faith was just as low as it was as a human being. I did realize that people live under a different rule there, but it was simply disgusting to me and I could not pray. I thought to myself, well, I will just let time pass, then maybe I will calm down, and then maybe there'll be an opportunity and I will be able to get myself to do it. But I could not follow my mother's words yet. I even comforted her and told her, don't worry about me, I will just bear my fate now and I will get through with it. The mother replied that it was not so easy, I should think about how long this will take. In human life there are so called phases of life ahead of you. When a person is young, he makes plans for the future, what he wants to achieve and what he wants to achieve, where he wants to go and that he wants to start a family and so on. He has plans, you cannot say a goal, he does not actually know the goal, but he has ideas about something, and that can give people strength and confidence. That it is how it is in human life, my mother explained to me, and you cling to the fact that tomorrow will be better. And here, in the circumstances where you are now, you cannot count on tomorrow, you cannot expect things to get better tomorrow if you do not know how long this situation will last. In human life you estimate the years, how old you get, and you can make your plans for life accordingly, but now in the spirit realm you cannot make these plans, certainly not on your own. You can make plans, she said to me, when these architects, the angels, are at your disposal and they are there to give you advice. So she just did not see a way out for me, she saw no tomorrow to look forward to, where anything would be fulfilled, and, she said, you see, in this world where you live, there are houses, if one can talk about houses. There are roads, there are streams, there are meadows, meadows that do not have the lush, beautiful green like in the earth's realm, yes. I would have to say that they are half dried out, and every now and then there is a bit where a little green comes through. There are forests, but they are never as beautiful as on earth, they are much nicer there. And yet, what did I want to do? This should be my world now. I thought back to the wealth I had left behind for my children. But I myself had nothing, but I had nothing at all. The mother now walked with me, and so we came to a wide stream. We were able to look over to the other side and she drew my attention, you see, it is bright and beautiful there. There are also forests and meadows, but they are wonderfully green. There are flowers there, the world is much more beautiful than on earth. But you can never cross this stream as you are now, because that is the limit, that separates you from that beautiful thing. What you can do, however, you can only look over at the others who are standing on the bank and looking over to the unfortunate. And the mother revealed to me, you see, I have crossed this river. Come, walk with me a little way along this stream, and you will see how I was able to bridge it. So she walked with me, and as far as I could see, on my side where I stood, there was nothing but desolation, poverty. On the other side, there was fresh greenery, beautiful trees, a beautiful world. I suspected it. There was wealth there. Now a ship came across the river and my mother said to me, I came with such a ship or barge, and I will be with you. Go back to the other side in such a way. I can't TMT stay with you, I have to go back. They called her and signaled her to get in, because we were near the ship. The mother said goodbye and asked me to try to pray deeply and fervently and to think about life. That is what my mother said, and I could understand that she spoke like that, but the words meant nothing to me. I could not pray, I had no connection, no relationship with God.